It's Wednesday, September 7th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. An entire Chinese church, all 60 members of Shenzhen Holy Reformed Church, left China between late 2019 and early 2020 due to religious persecution to seek asylum in South Korea, reports International Christian Concern. However, when they did not receive refugee status in South Korea, they began to seek resettlement in the United States as another option. On September 5th, they submitted their United Nations refugee applications in Bangkok, Thailand. They left South Korea last week and traveled to Thailand on 15-day tourist visas, hoping that their applications could be processed quickly. If their visas run out, they could be deported back to China. The church's pastor, Pan Young Guang, emphasized the gravity of their plight. He said, quote, "This is dangerous, but it is an opportunity," end quote. ICC's regional manager for Southeast Asia, Gina Goh, who is currently with the congregation in Bangkok assisting with logistics, witnessed the submission of their applications. Disturbingly, the church is under constant surveillance in Bangkok, Thailand, by Chinese operatives. Please pray that their application is approved. Hebrews 4, verse 16 says, "Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need." This Chinese church is in urgent need right now. A Reuters Ipsos poll shows that 58% of Americans disapprove of President Joe Biden, while 38% approve. These numbers echo a poll done by Gallup. In addition, Reuters found that the top issue on American minds is the economy. In the survey completed on August 30th, Biden's approval rating of only 38% was down from 41% the week previous. Reuters said, quote, "It has been mostly below 40% since mid-June, despite a string of Democratic legislative victories that Biden's allies hope will help them defend their narrow congressional majorities in November. Democrats are expected to lose control of the U.S. House of Representatives in November, and possibly the Senate as well. Even with control only of the House, Republicans would be able to bring Biden's legislative agenda to a halt and launch potentially politically damaging investigations," end quote. U.S. Customs and Border Protection seized 10,000 pounds of fentanyl at the U.S.-Mexico border between last October and July. It takes only 2 milligrams to kill a person. Appearing on Fox and Friends on Tuesday, Montgomery County, Texas Sheriff Rand Anderson said all Americans should be very concerned.
"It's a poison that's being introduced to our country. I mean, the illicit manufacture of this stuff has just gotten crazy with the potency of it. The deception by the drug dealers to mix it into the pressed pills, trying to sell it as a legal drug that's a prescription medication. It only takes 2 milligrams of this stuff to kill you, and we're finding twice, sometimes 3 times the amount of fentanyl in a pill that's not supposed to contain any fentanyl. Believe it or not, drug dealers will lie to you. It is truly a weapon of mass destruction that's killing our population."
The Biden administration has announced its intention to kill babies by abortion at U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs medical facilities for eligible veterans and beneficiaries, reports the Christian Post. That includes offering abortions in states where the procedure has recently become illegal. Veterans Affairs Secretary Dennis McDonough has perfected his Orwellian newspeak. He said, quote, "Pregnant veterans and their beneficiaries deserve to have access to world-class reproductive care when they need it most. That's what our nation owes them," end quote. Apparently, McDonough believes tax-funded abortion is some kind of patriotic duty on the part of the taxpayers. And finally, in Malachi 3:10, God urges believers to tithe. The Lord Almighty says, "Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you will not have room enough for it." In a new Christian documentary entitled The Tithe Project, a single mother of two accepts the challenge to tithe for 90 days.
"I'm going to follow someone around who has never tithed for 90 days. We're going to keep track of their finances and literally put God to the test.
In the film, Christian author Bill Federer explains quite clearly that prior to LBJ and FDR in the White House, it was the church which provided for the social needs of the downtrodden through the tithe.
Prior to the welfare state started with Lyndon Johnson and Franklin Roosevelt and his New Deal programs, it was the church that did all the social programs. So in the 1840s, there was a person named Charles Finney, and he was involved in the Second Great Awakening Revival. He ended up inspiring George Williams to start the YMCA, and his preaching inspired William Booth to start the Salvation Army. You saw all these groups that actually had together in America, they had a budget larger than the federal government. They started hospitals and orphanages and took care of the homeless and the wounded veterans, and all this was being done through the church.
Go to the website tithemovie.com to watch the trailer and to check out the accompanying Tithe Project Bible study and six-week sermon series. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, September 7th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.